Last week, progressive activists and liberal lawmakers in New York looked longingly at New Jersey, where their state government did something that has eluded the Empire State for about a decade, striking a deal to raise taxes on millionaires and billionaires. To discuss the planned tax increase in the Garden State, we're joined now by Dustin Rathiopi, a New Jersey State House reporter for NorthJersey.com, which is part of the USA Today network. Thanks for making the time, Dustin.
Thank you for having me.
So can you outline the parameters of the deal, including who's being taxed, how much rates are going up, and what this might mean for the state's coffers?
Well, in Governor Murphy's first year in 2018, he had pushed for a true millionaire's tax, if you will, but the legislative leaders here, all Democrats, they reversed their support for that they had for many years, and they opposed his plan. They said that the timing just wasn't right, and the circumstances with President Trump in office had changed their calculations. But they agreed to raise taxes on multimillionaires, so incomes of over $5 million. The deal that was announced on Thursday makes it a true millionaire's tax, so every dollar after $1 million will be taxed at a higher rate. It's going to go from 8.97% to 10.75%. So that's expected to bring in about $390-ish, $400 million in the upcoming fiscal year. And it's a big political victory for Governor Murphy, who had campaigned on that. It was one of his central campaign promises. So for him, it was a really good week. It's helped him to head into an election year next year if he chooses to run, which he hasn't announced yet. But he'll be able to tell voters that, you know, he's really achieved most of what he wanted when he came into office.
In New York, the renewed conversation about increasing taxes on millionaires and billionaires stems from a dramatic decrease in projected state tax revenues. Are you guys dealing with the same thing in New Jersey? And if so, is the $390-400 million-ish that you're hoping to collect from this going right into your potential budget hole, or is it going to be used for something else?
It's not going to plug the budget hole. New Jersey has had declining revenues like all other states. It's been a dramatic drop-off, and we're actually going to have to borrow about $4 billion to plug the projected hole that we're expected to have. But there is somewhat of a myth that millionaires have been fleeing the state or will flee the state if they see their income taxed even higher. And New Jersey over the last 10 years or so has been adding millionaires. So to Governor Murphy, this seems like a logical source to tap, if you will, and try to, as he says, you know, have a few among us share in the sacrifice. But that money is not going to necessarily flow down evenly. Part of the deal that was announced last week was that single parents or married couples will get a rebate of up to $500. But that leaves out elderly people. It leaves out single people or married people who don't have children. So there's a significant portion of the population. We have 9 million people here, and about 800,000 are going to get that rebate. So there's a big chunk of people who aren't going to get that rebate. So some people may be looking at that millionaire's tax saying, well, how come I'm not benefiting from this? In addition to that, those people are going to have to help pay down the debt that we're about to go out and load up on the state's budget.
Yeah, why aren't they using some of this revenue from the millionaires and billionaires to avoid some of this borrowing that they're planning on doing? Why is it being used largely for a rebate?
Well, they're spinning it as middle class tax relief, which has some credibility to it. But the money won't be coming until summer of next year, and people who are hurting now from the pandemic, especially in the middle class and those in low-income houses, they need relief now. So it remains to be seen how that rebate is going to be received.
Is the tax increase going to be having some sort of sunset provision, or is this considered a permanent increase?
The way it was told to me was that it would be just like anything else in the budget every year. Everything's on the table to be negotiated. But the way it works in New Jersey, as in a lot of other states, once you raise a tax, unless you have it declining or sunsetting at a certain point built into that original legislation, it's probably not going anywhere. So the millionaire's tax is likely to stick around in New Jersey. The rebate Governor Murphy would like to keep in each budget going forward would have to be something that's negotiated. And when you're talking about spending in New Jersey, that always comes down to really, really tough, sometimes nasty political fights.
We're talking with NewJersey.com State House reporter Dustin Rathiopi about the Garden State's recently struck plan to increase income taxes on millionaires. In New York, the push for increasing taxes on millionaires and billionaires comes from rank-and-file Democratic state lawmakers and not the legislative leaders or Governor Andrew Cuomo. You talked about Phil Murphy making this a key priority for his gubernatorial campaign in his first couple years in office. Why is that the dynamic there where the New Jersey legislative leaders appear to be the ones, you know, trying to pump the brakes?
Well, it's funny because they did pump the brakes. The legislative leaders for years under Republican Governor Christie, they pushed for this millionaire's tax year after year after year, and they would predictably get rejected by Christie, who would veto it. So it seemed like it was going to be a slam dunk once Democrat Murphy came into office. But then the Senate President, Steve Sweeney, said, you know what? I don't like this idea anymore. I'm totally doing about face. And he and the Assembly Speaker, Craig Coughlin, really just stood as roadblocks for Murphy. And it was somewhat embarrassing for the governor because this was a key promise for him, and he couldn't get fellow Democrats to go along with him. But the pandemic changed everything for Sweeney and for Coughlin. And they said, you know what, people are really hurting right now. We have to rethink our positions. And just in the past few days, they came up with this plan with Murphy, and it was a quickly done deal.
Our governor in New York often takes into consideration the national lens through which his actions are viewed. What sort of national profile does Phil Murphy have, and is there symbolic significance to him getting this tax increase?
It's symbolic for sure, because as I said before, it was a key campaign promise, and he's going to have that fulfilled, and he'll be able to take that out on the trail with him if he runs next year as expected. He doesn't have the kind of profile anywhere near what Governor Cuomo has. And I think Phil Murphy likes it that way. He's a low-key kind of a governor. He doesn't crave much attention. He doesn't, frankly, have the charisma to be on a national stage. He's just he likes to just, you know, get the policy done. He doesn't really look for big moments to get in front of cameras. Although he does in the pandemic, he spent quite a bit of time on national TV, but he's just not that kind of a figure that really draws people in. And I think that he's fine with that. But it's going to be really good for him politically, as well as just symbolically. And it aligns him with the more progressive members of the Democratic Party nationally. He's leading the Democratic Governors Association this year. So it's a big achievement for him, and it puts him more in line with the progressives than more conservative Democrats.
You mentioned that the state is also planning on borrowing about $4 billion to address its potential budget woes. Are there any other sort of maneuverings, whether it's new fees, are there new taxes or planned cuts in spending that the legislature and governor are contemplating for the upcoming fiscal year this fall?
Not really. What's interesting about this deal with the millionaire's tax is that as part of a package agreement, as I understand it at this point, is that there's going to be a whole bunch of taxes, fees that Murphy had proposed that are going to now be taken off the table. So they are leaving money on the table, if you will. And as they do that, they're considering borrowing $4 billion, which is going to take at least a decade to pay back. And New Jersey is already one of the most indebted states in the country. And the governor argues there's not enough there to cut. You have to borrow, and you have to raise revenues elsewhere. But like I said, there's a whole slew of taxes that could have helped to plug that hole. But I guess it's funny, in New Jersey, the Republicans always say that, you know, Democrats just can't find enough taxes to really drive people out of the state. But in this case, I guess they agreed, you know, enough is enough. We can't go overboard with all these different tax increases.
How are New Jersey's progressives receiving this deal, and how they're planning on spending the money that they bring in from it?
That's an interesting question, because I don't know if we've gotten an honest answer out of the more progressive wing of New Jersey's lawmakers and activists. This isn't necessarily what Phil Murphy campaigned on. He wanted a millionaire's tax to help create a stronger and fairer economy, is the way he has put it. And to make a deal where you cut these $500 checks for a small segment of the population really seems to stray from that. And I don't think that progressives are thrilled about it, but they have wanted this tax increase for so long. It seems like almost any deal would have sufficed so long as they got that increase.
In New York, increasing income taxes is just one portion of what progressives want to see in terms of new taxes. Are there other elements that you think that progressives in New Jersey will be pushing for in the future, like maybe a wealth tax or other ways to get money from wealthy New Jerseyans?
Yeah. A few years ago, the state repealed the estate tax, and that, again, left a lot of money on the table. There was also a deal that was cut a couple of years ago to reduce the sales tax from 7 cents on the dollar to something marginal, like 6 and 6/4. You know, it was a fraction of a penny of a cut. And Governor Murphy had said at the time that that was a gimmick and it should be restored. And that counted for several hundred million dollars. And that's something that would be easy to bring back. Most people aren't going to see the difference, but it would bring in a lot of money to the state. So those are two right off the top. Taxes on boats, you know, which typically are sort of a luxury item for people with income. Those are things that we could probably expect to see progressives pushing down the road. But for the upcoming budget year, it seems like this is a sealed deal.
Well, we've been speaking with Dustin Rathiopi, a New Jersey State House reporter for NorthJersey.com, which is part of the USA Today network. Dustin, thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.